Genau. Komm mit, Kat. Geh gut, gern. I'm not riding another 2.5 year curfew. That's what you're asking me to do, 2.5 year curfew on top of everything. I'm not allowed at this house till 2020. Even interview me. Do you know how bad it looks when I'm explaining everything else on the interview tapes to use them? I'm collecting them, and when I go public, every copper that's interviewed me is getting fucked as well. Unless you lot do the right thing. Listen to what they're doing to me in my house while you're there. Like, you're just listening, innit? So you're just there, yeah? So while you're just there, you can just like maybe hear what I'm going to play, yeah? That this is just some of their evidence. I'm going to play to you, like, yeah? In a second, yeah? Give me a second. I've got to work out why my volume is not working. How much videos I've got in this house of what these people doing? Look at this.
Why are you following me around in my flat, Ambrose, banging at me like that? Ambrose, I've got love for you, Ambrose. Ambrose, why are you chasing me flat in my bathroom? In my going, Ambrose, why you got love for you, Ambrose? Why are you chasing me, Ambrose?
Now let me just play it on a normal player, because that there is just fucking it up. I can play loads.
Ambrose.
Do you know how many figures I've got of them attacking me? And you got telling me you want...
Ambrose, I've got nothing but love for you. Why are you attacking me, Ambrose? Stop attacking me, please, Ambrose. You understand the problem. I've got you on camera. I showed you before what they were doing to me in that flat. So why are you doing it again, Ambrose? Yeah, throw the thing down on the floor, Ambrose.
I mean, videos I've got of all this, I phone your call centres every time first. Yeah?
You're talking that's it, Ambrose.
Davey noise complaints. It's fucking hate crime.
You're a wrong one, do you know that, Ambrose?
It's attempted murder.
You're a criminal.
This is an attempted murder.
You're a wrong one, you deserve to go to prison, Ambrose. Do you understand that? What you're doing is with criminal intent to attack me. It's a breach of my human rights, Ambrose. And I'm losing the enjoyment of my flat, Ambrose. Because of it, I can't rest, I can't study, I can't do nothing because of people like you, Ambrose. Come, let's go in here, Ambrose. Back into the bathroom, Ambrose. Yeah, I must be you, yeah?
I got bare videos, Matthew Hilligan's
wife. You've never seen that, are you still doing it, Ambrose?
I've got bare them. So many phone calls to your call
centres,
it's unreal, to the neighbourhood
team's
office.
You're still following me, Ambrose, yeah? In the bathroom again,
I'm recording. Of what you were letting happen to me in this house.
Flush the toilet, Ambrose. Show them how you flush the toilet and what you do, Ambrose. When I'm being sick, Ambrose.
I want them done for attempting manslaughter.
Did the council officers put you in here to do this because they explained to you what was happening, Ambrose? Why are you acting in joint circle with them all? Why are you letting them have mouthpieces of public office and joining in with the government in their evil intentions when I've shown you my medical records and shown you there's nothing wrong with me, Ambrose? Ambrose, I want you to go to prison. I want the police or a judge to send you to prison. I'm sending this to the Supreme Court. I hope Lady Howe or Lord Philip will help me in the understanding that I'm recording this evidence of what you're doing to me, Ambrose. I'm giving you the opportunity to stop now, Ambrose, and to stop what you're doing, Ambrose, and consider it, and we won't go forward if you continue to understand what you're doing, Ambrose.
I'm doing this for all your coppers as well. I'm telling you, go and call that EGM meeting and write down the reasons, yeah, that you've just
said. Yes, you see, but now let's go into the bar, into the meeting then, Ambrose.
Where all your coppers and...
Come with me, Ambrose.
The Queen's fucking head to pieces.
I have to have in my house because of them.
I've got huge deals. I've got Stan Crisp, your head of the community. I've got them all.
Yes, Ambrose, in here, Ambrose.
Crisp. There ain't none of them. I've got all of your bosses on recordings in your fucking ass. All of them, I've got everyone. Yeah, they're leaving.
I've read enough of recording what they did to me. Look, you can look at the time on the computer and the date that... Do the same for the TV, turn the TV on. And when you turn the TV on also,
you can see the
paper. 13.
Straight, I got released from the police station because you nicked me for threats to kill. And the second that I come home, this is what they were doing to me. I walked in here and you're letting them attack me straight away. I got come straight up the police station, straight to you, bang, bang, bang everywhere at me. And this is the people that you've got me nicking me for.
Ambrose, why are you doing this, Ambrose, to me? Why are we in my front room now, Ambrose?
Enjoy your journey. I want them all to go to prison. You want to play with me and don't call me here. I'm getting you all in the room. Get away from my front door. I'll rip this case to pieces. And I'll destroy it in 2 seconds, and then I'll come for everyone's names and badge numbers that's in the fucking paperwork that I've done for the rest.
Come, Ambrose, let's go over here, Ambrose.
Get away from me.
Ambrose! I'm in my hallway now.
If you choose to attack me here, you can come here and do it, Ambrose.
Look, let me go into the other ones. Let's go and see what's happening. I'm going to skip a bit. Let's watch it get a bit worse, because there's loads of them.
Whole wide world, supposedly.
I can go in any room. I'm getting attacked. Look at me. Look at the state of what they're doing to me in my fucking own home. And you've got fucking letting them do to me in my home. Look at what you've got fucking letting them do.
Boredom. I'm always working. They always want to stop me from my work. It's very unfair. They understand that I am building my defence, and this is what I'm doing. This is my defence here on my computer. This is what I've been building. I have to be able to see a camera and I'm not sure how to do it. Let me give me 1 second to reverse it around and restart the video. Continuing to record. When Umbros is attacking me with 117 in my flat while I'm building my defence case against everybody and they understand what I'm doing and that I'm in the right and that it's going to possibly send them to prison and embarrass them for what they have done and what they are doing to me. So they are trying to prevent me from...
Yeah, and here we go. And this is what I'm building. My defence, the trees for my hourly losses, everything. I'll lighten this up a little bit.
Look at them banging at me! Look at them banging
at me!
I can't take my clothes off and get my
bath
back there.
What I'm doing is these are my safe files. So if I'm going to build, I have building a master file directory, and in my master file, what I'm doing is these have my months. Every month, and they have a diary within inside them that I keep that Enfield Council gave to me in 2006 to record the incidents that are happening. These are my doctor's reports and different stages throughout my life while I've been recording this and the files of relevance towards them when I've been attacked by government officials and so forth. Yeah, when they've been trying to cover up the first conspiracy of the missing and corruption within the first ASBO, which I will shortly explain about. Ambrose, will you please stop attacking me from above where I am and the Mafia Illigans? This is illegal what you are doing and I do not like that you are doing this to me. I'm asking you to stop. You are a new tenant and you just signed a tenancy agreement. You put your signature down on that agreement and it's a breach of condition 52, it's a breach of condition of 54, it's a breach of all the conditions within the tenancy agreement under the 1985 House and Reforms Act for you to be doing what you're doing in your property. You're using your property as a tool to have an effect on my way of life. Your flat should be frozen under the Criminal Evidence Act 1941 and a crime scene soccer should go in there and record the damage that you've done to the fixtures and the past tenants that have been allowed to do this to me that Enfield Council will not protect me from. They keep arresting me and blaming me and I've done nothing wrong. Because they want to cover up and do a circle up for the first initial signatures of the victims in the ASBO. Prosecution rule against you and a conclusion to these matters. Yes, I can hear you speaking. I can't even show anybody what I'm actually working. These are the files for the festival and the policies and everything that you need to have them all down here. So all your management systems, you've got what you need for different folders. This is the ASBO folder that's preventing me from running these folders here and the businesses and the websites and that. These are the games that you play and the people that we hire and who goes in. This is the game of all. These are the pieces and the things that we put on as a planning permission books, and there's all a load of policies. Like this one here would be the traffic management folder, so we pick what we need for traffic management in here, maps, all that traffic and everything like that, and stuff like we want bicycles. It's got everything, all the new policies put in there, all the HM books put in, everything on-site transport things and everything that you'd want inside the folder that you need, and the new policies inside there. Traffic management policies that are built that are on plagiarisms that were supposed to be for the people and everything that I promised to do that I've stuck to date to do. So that if you ever look, this is the traffic management plan. Yeah, and you can see that it's on plagiarised, ready to go for all the parks and to do on-site traffic management plans. Everything you need to go to Enfield Council. I've got every policy for everything, sanitary, every folder for everything. I've worked very hard in doing it for all of us. Yeah, why these are continue to attack me. Look, it's pencil cases and CDs everywhere for work, folders. Yeah, just hold his back.
What am I actually being arrested for? Can someone actually tell me?
Yes, there's been an allegation earlier today regarding shouting out abuse to your neighbours, okay?
My neighbours are
talking to me. And you've been threatened to kill them and the children.
My injunction isn't on me.
Which has
my injunction isn't on me. My injunction. Can I show you? Can we go inside the front of everyone to search me? My injunction's not on me.
Okay, mate, that will get resolved.
Yeah, send 2 seconds.
I know the officer that's just arrested you, he's a good guy.
The injunction's on me, mate. You let me go, you can see good thing. You can see I'm not wrong. I'm not selling bags of drugs, I'm making printers out to sell things.
I've
got a constitution over there. See all that? That's the festival folders over there, yeah? I built that long, little brand new constitutions. Yeah, they threw an Asbel folder out. They nicked me for a gazebo from a building, from a party building in 2012, yeah? And so I got done for that, yeah? And then I got put on the stringent balcony for a whole year, locked in the house, signed on police station, the rest of it. I won the case after a year. Yeah, I lost Diana because of it, yeah? So now I've gone out, I met another girl for 2 minutes. Me and I never argued, I've never argued to date with her, we still talk on the phone now, yeah? All the emails are there, yeah? Now at the same time, the police threw an Asbo outside my front door, and they falsified it, yeah? They're missing all the victim statements out of it, they've lost all the audio recordings, they've lost all the PNC books, they've lost everything, yeah? Okay. They said they forgot to arrest me for saying the organisation of illegal, I should have been arrested, yeah?
I think this should be a bit...
They've gave me 9-year curfew, and the maximum sentence is 6 months under the and the thing. I'm running 9-year curfew. A CB and a standalone Asbo isn't even a punishable offence. Now I'm riding a curfew, and a curfew, people get released from prison for that, yeah? So I was building a constitution here, doing everything. Yeah, they just kept attacking me because I was phoning them saying, you've got no signatures, you're out of order, lads. Just call an EGM meeting. I'm not going to follow you with no prosecutor.
It won't be me dealing with you.
Can I just show you
so, one second, let me just check something. Do we need anything from inside? Like, there's no searching to be done, there's nothing that's required in this address, is it, for this shop? So we can go, yeah? Okay.
Can I just show you something? I'm standing outside. I'm using my police officer with Tinker. I just show you, can I have 2 seconds of you, lads?
Yeah,
because it's a bit like. It seems like I've done bad, that everyone's made me like I've done bad to the force, yeah? But I haven't. The force done bad to me, yeah? No, I was here building stuff for the people, man. I was doing everything right for us, yeah? And they had 2 choices, tug on me, and they've just picked the white boy, thinking he's the right one, but he's the yang, and I'm the yin. You know, they made the mistake, yeah? I was the right one. It was easy, they made the wrong perception, you know? And London's got nothing. No one's got nothing here no more, yeah? Tucker's had the lines 4 years. What has anyone got? I was building a festival for us, and I needed coppers like yourselves for when I'm doing, when there's trouble. I needed patrol coppers. I needed jobs for everyone. There's work for everyone.
What's going to say, mate? Do you want anything from me?
Can I just show you?
Do you want to take something?
I'd just like to quickly show you. I'd just like to quickly come in.
Tell me what it is.
You can trust me in it.
Tell me what it is.
I'm going to keep holding it.
I just want to come through here and show you what I'm doing here for a second. So you just proceed.
Is there any possessions you need, though? I've got to go shortly.
No, no possessions. But I'd just like to show you one thing of what's happening.
What is it, mate?
Yeah, my report on my computer. It's only
I don't think we're going to get to that.
Why not?
Because we're a busy team, mate. We've got.
Well, I'm going to take. Can I take? I'm
not going to for you.
You're the arresting officer.
Yeah,
so can you, while you're on me, can I quickly show you right now the evidence which proves?
The
injunction you're saying is on me now, yeah.
Right.
Now I've got the paperwork on there proving the injunction is not on me. I'd like to show that to you.
That's one thing.
I can't bring that to court.
We'll discuss that.
No, because you're gonna arrest me, and you're gonna refuse to release me and activate the injunction, believing it's on me. Take me to court, and I can just show you the paperwork right now. That it's not on me.
Discuss anyway, so we need to do.
I can show you the paperwork that's here, but it's not on me right now.
We've got space.
I've arranged.
I'll
come back
to you. Once he's in the van, we'll be. That's
what I'm aiming for.
Where's my mum? My mum has to secure my premises.
She's outside. Are you happy with her doing that?
Can you let her into the premises?
Where's the keys, mate?
That's fine. Your mum's outside.
Can you let her through now, please?
No, we'll bring you to the van, and then we can hand the premises to her.
She wants to sort the dog out and then the premise, and then we'll leave it like that.
Yeah, but I would like to see my mum at least coming in.
She's outside. There's not much space.
She's quite vocal, mate, at the moment.
Just say something. Just be quiet. They're going to let you in. She'll come in. I'll come out with you. I've done everything safe.
I'm sorry, mate.
So what? You're going to stay in my house. On your
no, 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 we're going to take it to the van.
So everyone's coming out.
Yeah, I'll shut the door behind you if you want.
Come on, let's do that.
If you, do you want to give her keys?
Can you pass me that blue credit card there?
Blue credit card.
Yeah, blue debit card.
This one, your visa.
Where's your keys?
Right, the blue one, not the business card. Yeah. My mum's going to get the keys.
Do you want to give her keys? Yeah.
See that dictator phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I pass that over to me for a second? When these are just come.
What do you need?
I just want to press play on it.
I've got no problem.
I'm coming, man. I'm not going to fuck you at all.